Secure all cargo. Engine room, reverse 1/4 and stand by. Bowman, cast off bow line. Engine room, ahead 1/4 and stand by. Lead man, sound off depth markings.
By the mark. Mark one. Mark twain. Mark three. Mark four. Ocean deep.
Engine room, ahead 3/4 and steady as she goes.
Howdy, folks. Welcome aboard the Richard F. Irvine. This is your captain speaking from the pilot house. My first duty is to navigate our sternwheeler along the rivers of America. But when I'm not tending to those duties, I'll point out some interesting sights along our way. Now, for your safety, kindly do not sit on the handrails. We may come across rough waters or even river pirates, so please don't lean out beyond the railing. Thank you. On our port side is frontier land. Here, settlers seeking their fortune in lumber and gold have carved a boomtown out of the wilderness. In the distance beyond the trees, you can spy the frontier trading post. There, Texas John Slaughter sells goods that trappers, keelboaters, and Indians bring in from miles around. Further along the shore is the Northwoods Lodge, known as Grizzly Hall, home of Country Bear Jamboree. Starring in this frontier musical is a pack of backwoods Bruins unlike any you've ever heard. Believe me, nobody hibernates when the bear band's on stage. It's as wild and woolly a show as you're likely to see anywhere. But it's not the only wild thing around these parts. See that construction off to the left there? Well, rumor has it that they're building a whole new mountain called Splash Mountain. It's gonna be the home of Brer Rabbit, Brer Fox, and Brer Bear, and they say it's gonna be the biggest, fastest, splashinest log ride ever built. They also say it's gonna be the laughingest place around, but I suppose that depends on whether you think plunging more than 50 feet into a prickly briar patch is funny. But if you mosey into these parts in the fall of 1992, you can see her for yourself. We're passing by the landing for log rafts that carry pioneers from the mainland to Tom Sawyer Island. This island is where Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn spent many an afternoon exploring Harper's Mill, Injun Joe's Cave, and the Magnetic Mystery Mines. As we sail further into the wilderness, we'll pass a suspension bridge on the island that leads to Fort Sam Clemens. During the gold rush, that old mining camp at Big Thunder Mountain was jumping with excitement. Nowadays, it's nearly deserted, except for the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Legends tell of some strange, almost supernatural force at the throttle of those trains. Unsuspecting passengers who climb aboard in search of gold soon find they've boarded the wildest ride in the frontier. Coming up on our starboard side is Fort Sam Clemens. Settlers often stop at this outpost for shelter and protection before traveling deeper into the wilderness. Attention deck watch. Settler cabin afire off the starboard bow. Crew stand by. Keep an eye out for river pirates. A riverboat crew has to be on the lookout for many dangers. The river is always changing its shape and character. An experienced pilot learns to recognize ripples on the river's surface. It may signal a new shoal or shallow water. Some folks out this way have taken to help keep river traffic moving safely. Folks like Beacon Joe, yonder off the port bow. Ahoy, Beacon! Joe maintains beacons that light the way for night travel on the river. He also puts up markers where there's been changes in the river bottom. Right now, it looks like Beacon and his dog Rufus are just relaxing. As we sail deeper into the wilderness, keep a sharp lookout for deer, moose, and other animals. We're passing an Indian village. Here, traders who sail the river in keelboats often stop to bargain for pelts and other valuable goods. Some Indians call our riverboat Penelor. It means fire canoe because of the fire billowing out of our smokestacks. To the port side, high on the hill, is an Indian burial ground. Those who fall in battle are placed atop the traditional bed of death. At night, Indians come to mourn beside these great warriors who have brought honor to their tribe. Attention crew! Shoals to the port and starboard! Engine room, steady as she goes! We're entering shallow water, but there's no cause for you to worry, folks. I know every snag and sandbar in this part of the river. Uh-oh, looks like trouble off of the starboard bow. That's Pirate's Cove. It's the hideout for every river rogue in these parts. Attention, deck watch! Be on the alert for possible ambush. Never know when those varmints might try to board ship. Sounds like the cavalry's out on patrol, which means we're returning to the protection of Fort Sam Clemens. I suspect the cutthroats will lay low for a while. Off the starboard side is a barrel bridge leading to Aunt Polly's Landing. After exploring the caves on Tom Sawyer Island, folks enjoy stopping in Aunt Polly's to rest up and have a bite to eat. the hill is an old mansion. It hasn't been occupied for many years. They claim it's haunted now. Sometimes when the river's quiet, we hear strange and eerie sounds from over that way. On our port side is the landing for Mike Fink keelboats. Keelboats were the first vessels to successfully navigate the rivers. They were the forerunners of our big river boats. Ahead is Liberty Square, and Liberty Square landing where we will soon be tying up to go ashore. All passengers on the upper two decks, please collect your belongings and go to the lowest deck, where you will disembark. The stairways toward the rear of our boat may offer easier passage. Engine room, approach levee at 1/4 steam. Man the bow line. All hands prepare to dock. On behalf of our entire crew, I'd like to thank you for traveling with us on the rivers of America.